בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. Today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת שופטים. Today is דלת באלול. Today will be the final in shir, daf shir in sukkah for the season. Baruch Hashem, we'll be back, Bezat Hashem. Everybody's going to go their ways, but Bezat Hashem, there's going to be kibbutz galiyot, and we'll continue shir in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. Bezat Hashem. So, Eitan, you have a spot for me over there? Liad HaKotel? Save me a spot, ta'aseh tova. Yeah? Save me a spot.
Sorry.
Yeah? Ma sorry?
Also,
yeah, save me a spot. Mashu katan, I don't need too much. Ktsat, ze? Chair, stand or ze? It's all it is. Yeah?
Question before we start. I'm not going to stick my face in the wall. Because
I'm not going to do that. Mutem. Stick your face in the wall? Ma kavana?
In the cracks.
Stick my face through the cracks. Someone said that.
Mutem.
Someone said that the artist...
Yeah, this is machloket dat maran zechonam berachan chazon avadi arba taniot, that it's mutar to stick your fingers, or I guess in your case your nose or whatever it is, into the kotel. You really stick your head into the.
I know, I'm holding it up
for now. I try to get the city.
So, yeah.
Is it a real thing? Is there any like
snores?
Anything behind putting like letters?
We're getting in the kitchen.
It's better to learn.
It doesn't like that.
It's weird, but it makes people feel happy.
It's
a shomer tefillah. Not. The best thing is learning.
We need the kishkas today.
The kishkas. Let's do the kishkas. Tov. B'shem Hashem Nasev Natzliach. We're on the bottom of Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. צינה הברזל כשרה. Yes, says the Gemara, אמר רבי אלה שאנו, אין אשר ראשו של זה מגיע לצדיק הראש של זה. אבל אין ראשו של זה מגיע לצדיק הראש של זה פסול, says the Gemara. When do we say, yeah, we said צינה הברזל, which is that the leaves, it's a lulav that grows on weird terrain. So it grows a little bit strange. So what's, מה נשתנה this lulav from other lulavim? That what, its leaves are a little bit, usually how does the lulav look? The leaves cover one another. This one's a little bit, you know, handicapped. Yeah, the leaves are short and doesn't cover each other. Vezeh says the Gemara, Mishnah says kasher on the condition that the top of the bottom leaf reaches the
bottom
of the upper leaf, such that the shidra is being covered. But if not, it's a pasul.
The shmeser feet, like.
Yeah. We have a similar baraita, and he says, "Tina barzel psula." Ay, v'anan tina an kshira. Don't we say it's kosher? Ela shma mina ka'abaye must be in order to. Reconcile. The stira, we must say like Abaye, one is where they kind of overlap, one is when they don't. Shmamina Biika Deramile Mirma. Some actually don't start off by Abaye saying it, rather they go straight to the stira, the apparent stira at least, between the Mishnah and the Baraita, Makatuv, Tnan, Labriut. Tnan, Tnan, Barzel, Kasher. Vatanya, Psula, doesn't say Pasula, Marabayana Kashia. כאן שראשו של זה מגיע לצד עיקרו של זה, כאן שאין ראשו של זה מגיע לצד עיקרו של זה, like we saw. So, first of all, first definition of צינה הברזל that the Gemara seems to say is that it's a anatomical thing in the lulav that makes it grow a different way with the leaves. That's one opinion. The second opinion of the Gemara about צינה הברזל is that it's a geographic thing. יענה מה? It belongs, it's a lulav that comes from a specific palm tree in a specific location. What's that location? Gehinnom. Yes, he says like this, yeah? Nachon? Yeah, you like to say Gehinnom, Nachon? Because the noon is the gish. Yeah?
So,
where are you going to get all this entertainment?
Sorry.
Oh, he's entertaining?
Where are we going to get the entertainment?
Anyway.
Yes, going.
It has it come out, so it's not Gehinnom, it's Gehinnam.
Oh, it's not
Kostan? Because the Nun's very bad, no?
It's Kamatz Rahav, Gehinnam.
What means it's
Gehinnom? The Tnu'ah before has to be a Tnu'ah Ktana. But it's not over there.
It's not across the Jan.
Yeah, that's in Temanim. So, because Temanim, the Gimal has a Dagesh. You know, by us, what's the difference between a Gimal with and without a Dagesh? Gha or Gha? Okay? That, by the way, the Parsim got right. Parsim say Gha, nachon? So that's Marin Avraham. Nachon? Agha, nachon? That's Mr., nachon? Sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, yeah? So it's, that's Rimal, Bli Dagesh, with Dagesh Mazeh, Gehinnam. Yeah? However, Temanim, when there's a gimel with a dagesh, dagesh chazak, they say j. Ledaat Hagaon Mivilna, who proves from the Zohar HaKadosh, זה לא נכון. It's not correct, but that's the minhag של התימנים. Yeah? Anyway, that's now you know. So, that's why they would say תימנים, would say ג'ננם. That's, you understand? So, he says like that?
There's no J in Hebrew, right?
According to the Masoret התימנית, there is, but the rest of Klal Yisrael doesn't have like that. Yeah? So, now, by the way, the תימנים are very דייקנים. They're very דייקנים. And they have Masoret חזקה מאוד. Things that we don't necessarily follow, but they have Masoret Chazaka.
Yeah,
they have, huh? Turjeman. Yeah? So he says like this. Says the Gemara, עוד פעם, אמר רבי מריון, אמר רבי יושב בן לוי, ואמר אלה תנה רבה בר מרא משום רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, שתי תמרות יש בגבן הינם, there's a valley right outside Yerushalayim called Geben Hinam. There's two palm trees there. If you want to know how to locate them, says the Gemara, ve'oleh ashan mibenehem. Right, it's smoking over there. Ve'zeo shashaninu tzinei ha-barzen k'sherot, ve'zoi pitcha shel geinam. Lulavim from these smoking palm trees, that is tzinei ha-barzen. And according to this, it's not necessarily that they are, you know, maybe different anatomically, but what? You might think maybe that, hey, you're going to get lulavim from Geinam, זה לא יפה. אלא מה? Says the Gemara, זה גם קשה. Yeah?
Where is this today?
אני יודע מה. You want a front row seat? Probably. Into, jump into Geinam.
I
thought
he said he was there.
What?
I thought he said he was there.
Who is there?
To the entrance of Geinam.
Ariel? Why? He jumped in?
Plank.
Not the... So, in Gehinnam there's free food? Is there no, that's the other area. There's Moftchori in Gehinnam?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, very good. So, but Great Neck runs on hot sauce. Don't tzchak, you know that. In Great Neck, everything is about the hot sauce. Put hot sauce on everything. Anything that moves, you put hot sauce on. Right? Eggs hot sauce, poppers hot sauce,
zeh, pasta,
pasta, gondi, chalni, the kol hot sauce.
I see some more pasta and chalni.
Chips.
The bear too. That's like 18 pounds of hot sauce in our fridge.
How can we make they put hot sauce? How can we say something is a mitzvah?
No.
Like love?
No.
And hoxina, bring in something that from Gehenom, something so bad.
It's not in Gehinnom, it's the entry. It's the entryway to Gehinnom.
Come on, smoke something out of there, like, that's a bad place, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did the mitzvah come from there?
Why Gehinnom is a good place? It's mitahir people from their avonot.
It's in specific things.
It's like a mikveh.
It's not a physical thing, though, right? That it has.
It's metaphysical.
How can they use for mitzvah?
The entrance is physical, but then it becomes metaphysical, which is more of a spiritual
thing. The entrance is b'olam hazeh.
Yeah. There's other entrances. The Gemara says in Baba Batra, there's three entrances. Okay. One in the Yam, one in the Midbar, and one in Geben Hinnom.
Alexander the Great, is that Gan Eden?
Huh?
Alexander the Great.
Gan Eden. Gan Eden, yeah.
Do you know a story?
Yeah, it's Gemara. Oh. Tov. Let's see Rashi, because I want to get to the reference to the Zachin. Okay, Tov. Says Rashi on the bottom. Tzinei ha-barzel, ulavin shelena alim mu'atin b'shidra meruchakin ze mizeh, זה למעלה מזה הרבה, ועוד שקטנין הן לאורכן, ופעמים שהן מגיע ראשו שהן עלי זה לעיקרו של זה. טוב, there's no tasteless here. Rashi, top of עמוד ב', והיא כדרה מלהו, מרמן המתניתין וברייטה, ואגב רמיה דדהו, אית מרדה בייל לשנוין הוא. טוב, שתי תמרות, שני לקנים, גבן נינם, סמוך לירושלים. Oh, okay, טוב. Next Gemara, רבותיי. Yeah, this is a big one. It says the Gemara, לולב שיש בו שלושה תפחים, right? What did the Mishnah say? לולב שיש בו שלושה תפחים כדי לנענע בו, קשה. Says the Gemara, אמר ביהודה, אמר שמואל, שיעור הדס וערבה, שלושה. שלושה means what? תפחים. ולולב, ארבעה, כדי שיהיה לולב יוצא מן ההדס תפח. Which means, according to Shmuel, the lulav in its entirety, which means including the leaves, all it's got to stick up over the hadas va'arava is one tefach. V'Rabbi Parnach amar Rabbi Yochanan, shidro shel lulav tzer sheyetze min hadas tefach, which means what? What do we see from Rabbi Parnach
amar Rabbi Yochanan?
I don't care about the leaves. Besides, for the leaves, you have to have one tefach of the spine sticking up above the lulav.
Chamesh.
Huh?
Chamesh.
Why chamesh? Number 5.
4 plus 1.
Who says there's 4 plus 1? The spine itself.
The spine is plus 1 plus C1 for shaking.
The spine is the shakeable part. Who says there's one tefach of leaves?
The spine is where it starts splitting. Then after that, it can actually move.
After that, there's more tefachim of leaves. There's
you
many
need
more
the leaves according to that opinion,
Rav? But then you need leaves.
Because you could just be so much. If you don't
have the leaves, that means the top is cut off. It's niktam rosho.
What is a spine? It's wherever it's...
It's not split. How is it going to shake? It's one thing.
It
it's
doesn't like mean shake. Nianua doesn't necessarily mean shaking. It can mean waving also.
Shakeable.
Okay.
It's not shakeable.
Look at the Gemara. Tanan. Lulav sheyesh bo gimel tefachim kedei lena'aneh bo kasher. The Mishnah says three. What are you telling me? Four with the leaves, with the shidra. Where'd you get four from? Said the Gemara. You have to amend the Mishnah. How so? Ema uchde lena'aneh bo kasher. It's got to be three plus the ability to be mina'anea, which is how much? Another tefach, which is what? Mor kede itle or mor kede itle. Now, which is what? Tashema, shi'ur adas v'arava shlosha, velu lav arba'a yivabaraita meforeshet. That says it's four. Ma'i lav ba'ade alin, la levad ne'alin. It seems like you include the leaves, like Shmuel says, no, no, no. Maybe not, maybe you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. This baraita is inconclusive. And by the way, we're going to see what we hold soon. So, now, let's see Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Oy tate, she'elu lav yotze lema'ala min ha'adas keshem, shu gavoa b'mino mikulan, shidro, levad she'alim arukim, lema'ala l'achar she'kalta ha'shidra, she'en od alin dvukim ve'olin bo. Ema uchde lena'anea, o ma she'yotze lema'ala min ha'eged hu ha'mena'anea. Yeah, whatever comes up above the tying of hadasim ha'aravot is it. Lemor kedi'it le, lishmuel tefach ha'im alav, urebi yochanan, tefach shidra. My love, Bade Alin, with Yuvta Rabbi Yochanan. So he says like this. Let's start with the famous Shibulei Aleket, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ibn Ge'at, from the Rishonim, also says the same thing. But let's start reading Shibulei Aleket. Shibulei Aleket was written by Rabbeinu Tzidkia Bar Binyamin Harofe, Mimishpachat Anavim. He was from Rome, right? Not far from the Meshedes. The Meshedes come from where? Milano. But he was from Rome. No, you know the Meshedes over here from Milano? The Italian ones? So they live in Milano. Rome is not too far. Okay, Tov. Let's see what he says. Ve'od, yesh lanu lilmod she'en le'agdil ha'arava ala hadas. So now he said, what was the minimum hadas va'arava? Three. Now in the Gemara it doesn't say which one has to be higher. So he says over here, you should not make the arava higher than the hadas. Lefi ma she'darshu chazal pri aitz adar, elu Yisrael. Ma etrog yesh boreach v'yesh bo ta'am, kach Yisrael yesh ben b'nei adam, she'en ba'ale Torah u'ma'asim tovim. Which is what? Chazam say that the etrog symbolizes whom? Ooh, tzaddikim. They have Torah, they have ma'asim tovim. Good smell, good taste. So, then what do you have? Kaput marim. What's that? That's dates. Dates have what? Good taste, but you ever smell a date? Chorma. Yeah? Memorah. Yeah?
Persians love it. Persians women love it.
Yeah, but for its taste, not for its smell. It doesn't smell like anything. Yeah? So he says, Ma tamar ze yesh bo ta'am ben boreach, kach Yisrael yesh ben bnei adam, sheyesh ben ba'ale Torah, ben ben ba'ale ma'asim tovim. Then what do you have? Ooh, hadas, ma yesh lo? Reach tov. Right, it smells great, but the taste, bitter. Va'anaf etz avot, elu Yisrael, ma hadas, yesh ben reach ben bo ta'am, kach Yisrael yesh ben bnei adam, ba'ale ma'asim tovim, ben ben ba'ale Torah. And then last but not least, arava, ma yesh lo miskin?
Nothing.
Klum. No smell, no taste. Empty. Gam Rishayim, but ma on Sukkot, what does the Torah tell us?
Take them all.
Take them all. Am Yisrael has all different kind of classes. Also in the Ketoret, what do you have? Chelbina, maze. If you miss out Chelbina from the Ketoret Malachavim, chiser achad mikum samamaneah. You got to put it in, and when you put in the stinky Chelbina into the Ketoret, is it reach yeshlo? Reach tov. Nachon? Am Yisrael has am haaretz. Gam Rishayim, gam am haaretz. What do we do? Bring them in, right? This, especially during these months. Elul, Tishri, what do we do? What do we tell the Am Haaretz? Yeah, Mashiach, ma omrim lahem? Tavo. Why? Teach them Torah, teach them Asim Tovim. Never push away anybody. Because it's very, when you push them away, they may never come back. You have to be very careful. Slowly but surely, don't give them a hechsher to what they're doing. Aval ma, le'at le'at, Moshcheu ba'avotot ahava. Pull him in. Give him love. Mata omer.
Why is it Tishri and not Tishrei?
Tishri is the proper pronunciation.
Why?
We see that from the Rishonim, from the rhymes that the Rishonim. You know, sometimes they make poems.
Like Piyutim and stuff.
Yeah. So Tishri is the appropriate is the appropriate pronunciation. Yeah? So he says, V'arve nachal, Elu Yisrael, ma'arava zo in ba'el lo reach ve'lo ta'am, kach Yisrael yesh ben bnei adam, shen ba'em lo Torah ve'lo ma'asim tovim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'abedam e'efshar, what are we going to do to the Rishayim, ta'am ha'aretz, ma'na asilayim? Delete? If a person, bar minan, has a child who's not acting so properly, went off the derech. So, zeo, ma'asim lo? He's a... You ask him, ask a father, bar minan, you should never know. You ask a father who has a son who's not acting so properly. Throw him out, kick him out, get rid of him. What's the father going to tell you? What's he going to tell you? But look at him, he's terrible. What's the father going to say? But it's my son. Even the, we're not perfect, we're very far from perfect. But even the Rishayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but it's my son, Mani Asalim. Yes, he says, "Le'abedam e'efshar, ela yukulam aguda echad v'chaperu elu al elu." Yeah, standing alone, the aravot maybe don't stand a chance. Yeah, the Rishayim don't stand a chance. Hashem says, "What? Bring them all together." You remember, like by the Sea of Mashas, by Met Stadium, MetLife Stadium. Who'd you have over there in Am Yisrael? Everybody, bring everybody together, and they'll even each other out. Chaperu elu al elu. That's arba'at aminim. When you take arba'at aminim, you have to have kavana. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, and that's supposed to, bring them all home.
Is there a reason why that robot crumbled first though?
Yeah. That's a very good observation. Yeah. The poskim do say that. Of the arba'at aminim, which one goes first?
Which one goes last?
Those are the
Rashayim.
It's
Rog.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Huh?
Yeah, I would say
last?
I'm saying stays like beautiful.
I'd say lula.
It maintains its thing for the longest time.
Dries out.
No, love goes last.
Etrog, you have to wait until Chanukah Tu Bishvat until it dries out.
We'll love
way before that. A few weeks after, it's done.
Eh? I felt like you could use it 3 months.
No, Adoni, it's already zil. Hello. Tov. Maybe in Persian Ulavim, they have different...
Yeah.
Tov.
They do the same words.
Tov.
We keep in the base for months.
Huh? Yeah. Tov. Takshiv ata, ani omer. So he says... אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לפי כך משה מזהיר על ישראל ואומר להם ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון, התברך שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שרצה לזכות את ישראל ונתעסק בהם, עשות מה שאינן, אבל הגדיל את שאין בהן על שיש בהן, חלילה ולא תעשה כזאת. Which means that Hashem wanted us all to come together. But to raise up the ערבה, which represents the רשעים, over the הדסים, which represent... People yeshlem ha'asim tovim ezeh that you don't do. Bring them all together, yeah. But to raise up the rishayim above the tzaddikim, no, we don't do that. So he says, therefore what? Ulkach rabotenu amdu al berur adavar v'yishvu zeh lezeh kedamrin ashur adas v'arava shlosha. Ve'en le'agbi arava la'adas. Ve'lo lachapotobo. Don't raise the hadas, the arava over the hadas, and don't cover the hadas with the arava. No, the arava should stick up. At least even, or at least, by the way, the Fiyasot, Kaf Chaim brings down from the Ariya Kadosh, that the Hadash should always not only be equal, but stick up above the Arava. That's why the Arava, you snip it from the bottom. Not from the top, snip it from the bottom to make the Arava shorter. If you raise the Aravot or above the Hadassim or cover them in them, it's a Sakana because you're transgressing the words of the Chachamim. Yeah? The Kaf Chaim brings this down. Alachat Itnan. Chomer Dibrei Sofrim Dibrei Torah. Shomer En Tefillin Na'avor Al Dibrei Torah. Patur Chamesh Tatavot Lausim Dibrei Sofrim Chayav. Hilkach Dayal Arava Shetishave La'adas Vetula. She'en Lanu Lema She'amru Chachamim Ad Kana Tshuva. Ma Tomer?
He would say, since we put lulav above Hadassim,
yeah.
Does that mean lulav was the people who have good midot?
No, lulav is Torah.
Torah. Oh, so people who have Torah are better than people who just have good midot but not Torah.
Because of taste and smell, which is more primary, taste or smell?
Taste.
Which has more hana'a?
Taste.
So therefore, which is higher? Torah or ma'asim tovim?
Torah.
So therefore, the lulav dates is what? Torah. Yeah. Hadassim is ma'asim tovim lo Torah, a little bit shorter, which means you have what? Lulav, hadas, arava. Understand? Yeah.
What's arava?
Arava and Loklum.
Etrog is both, right?
Etrog is both. Torah or Ma'asim Tovim? Yes.
Fat,
good. When you, what's the thing by Arba'at Aminim? What, what gives people, what makes them most excited? Barabat aminim? Etrog. So you see the etrog. Wow! Tal chacham, Torah, ma'asim tovim. Yeah?
How can we hold the etrog lower than our own levels? When we're within the gather, the etrog is the one lower than even our
own. But even when you hold it lower, Talmid chacham always mashpil ta'atzmo. He always brings himself down. Talmid chacham has to be ba'anava. Avalma, no matter what you try to do to cover it, or you put it separate, or lower, or whatever, it always sticks out. It's always the most beautiful. Nachon? Evanta ata? Evanta? Famidi? Mata omen?
Don't we say that a Talmid Chacham without good midot, his Torah is lo shave klum?
Nachon.
So why is it?
No, it doesn't say good midot. He maybe doesn't do ma'asim tovim as much. He doesn't teach others. He's not as engaged maybe in gmilut chasadim v'chule.
Oh, so it's not like a gasha, like you
know? No, don't. He's only learning for himself. He doesn't teach others. Not so engaged in chassadim. Also, not the best. Right? The best is the etrog. Torah u'ma'asim tovim biyachad. To. Now, let's see the Ritba. The Ritba and the Ran really say the same thing. The Ritba says, now, we gave a formula that the Gemara says. He says, yes. Yeah. So he says, the Gemara tells us, I don't want to hit you. I'm just kidding. Karma. Yeah, how do you say cold in Persian?
Sad.
Sad?
Did you get close?
Not barfi?
Barf?
Yeah.
That's
snow. Snow. Okay, so. Anyway, because I remember it's something with barf. Anyway, so he says like this. How do you, and there's a, what's the word for the little cubed steaks that they eat? Barg, right?
Bag.
Bag?
The
skewers, yeah. Okay. Okay, so. So he says, I'm trying, okay? I think I've made some progress.
Yeah.
I made some progress. So, anyway. Arayon Baba Junes. Let's go. So he says, Baba Junes ema. Yeah. Like, it's a term of endearment, no?
Yeah.
Definitely.
When you call somebody a Baba June?
June.
Is like
Baba
June is like...
Lo
yafe? No. No, it's fine, but like June is more like...
Top. Is it yafe? Top. So he says like this. Yeah. So he says... Says the Ritba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel, Adas, Ve'arava, Shlosha Tefachim, Ilulav, Arba'a, Pirush, Zehu Shi'uram Lemata, V'im Ratza Leosif, Mosif, you can always go higher than three, Kedesh Yotze Mina Hadas Tefach, Pirush, Afilu, Aima Alim, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Shidro Shel Lulav, Tzerech Shiyotze Mina Hadas Tefach, V'chein Halacha, we all pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaPoskim, we all pass him, Rabbi Yochanan V'Shmuel Halacha, Ki Rabbi Yochanan, that what? The Shidra has to stick up a Tefach. He says, Ul'olam imosif begova adas ve'arava, kama, hu tzarich shiyetze min alulav Tefach mishidro. V'haynu de pirshula, kol chad minayu v'lakamrin atstama, lulav arba'a ima'alin o levad me'alin. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ge'at says, some say, it only has to be four with the Shidra, zeu. The Ritba, but he argues, the Ritba argues, the Ran argues, they say, no, ma pitom. It's enough for the Shidra of the Lulav to be only four when the Hadas V'Arava are three. But it always has to be relative. Which means if the Hadas V'Arava are higher than three, what do you have to do to the Shidra of the Lulav? Always has to stick up one Tefach. And by the way, many of the Hadasim V'Aravot that we use today are far more than three Tefachim. You know that three Tefachim is 24 centimeters.
Yeah?
Comes out to about 9 inches. Yeah. So therefore what? You have to do it relative when you, however long the Hadassim V'Aravot are, you always have to make sure that the Shidra of the Lulav sticks out above the Hadas V'Arava Tefach, and if it doesn't, many Poskim, Sefirat Pardes and others, Rishonim V'Acharonim, and the Kaf Chaim says La'alacha. If the Shidra of the Lulav does not stick up a Tefach above the Hadas V'Arava, Lo Yatza Yedechova, not Yotze the Mitzvah. And then, sometimes people tie their Hadassim V'Aravot, like, I don't know, like they're drunk. You ever see that? You know what I'm saying? You tie the Hadas, I'll show you also, the Kaf HaChaim, I didn't bring it, but the Kaf HaChaim says, I'll teach you now how to tie the Hadas V'Arava. But let's see the Rambam first, and the Magid Mishneh, and then I'll show it to you. Yeah? Says that I'm... No, that you're not supposed to do. The Gemara says you don't do that. You don't tie the etrog to the luna.
We didn't do
the Tosla
yet either.
I know. Yadati bini. So he says like this. Eretz Yisrael, the boys are going back. And whoever's not going back, Bezat Hashem will go back also. He's going to go back, Bezat Hashem. Od ayom, don't worry. Lo litya'esh, chas v'shalom. B'chol yom hachakeh lo, sheyavo. V'af al pi sheyitma'ameh. Even though he's delayed, he's going to come. He's going to come. Yeah? Mashiach, tavo. Yeah? I say bia?
Yeah.
Yeah, tov. He says, kama she'ur orech kol min mehem, How long does each of the minim of the lulav have to be? Lulav in pachot me'arba'at fachim. V'imaya aruch kolshu kasher. Umdidato mishidro bilvad lo merosh ha'alim. You see? Not like Shmuel. He was like Rabbi Yohanan. Shidra. V'adas v'arava in pachot mishloshat fachim. V'imayu arukin kolshen ksherim. So, the next part of the Rambam we don't really need. Says the Magid Mishneh. Magid Mishneh is the foremost Mefaresh on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Vidal de Toulouse. He was in France in the 14th century. So he says on the Rambam, he's medayek, kvar iskarti zeb samuch, vidat Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu? Rambam. Anytime, how do you know who's Rabbeinu? Depending on who's writing, the commentary will always call who he's writing on, he'll call him Rabbeinu. Therefore, Bet Yosef, when he says Rabbeinu mize, two. Yeah, Kesef Mishneh, when he says Rabbeinu, Zerambam, v'chul. Yes, he says, V'da'at Rabbeinu, Shema'adas v'arava arukin, afilu asara, tzarich shte shidro shelulav tefach al... Can you have a huge hadas v'arava? Can you do that, technically? Yes. Yeah, there's no maximum. But what do you always have to do? Of what? Of the shidra of the lulav. So he says, V'chin ha'ilu ba'alachot Rabbeinu Yitzchak ibn Ge'at, V'chin iskimu min ha'acharonim, Ritba, Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch actually brings this down to Halacha. Belishum Cholek and Siman Tafresh Mem. Siman Tafresh Nun. He says Meforash that it's always got to stick up. Listen very carefully. There's a Machloket Acharonim, Rishonim and Acharonim exactly how to tie a lulav. I'm going to show you. The Kaf Chaim says Ashkenazim and some poskim say to tie the Hadassim on the right of the lulav, on the right of the spine, the Aravot on the left, Vezeo. Sfaradim, we do not use a koishikol. You know what a koishikol is? The holder that the Ashkenazim use. It's not asur, aval zelo minhagenu. We don't use that. We tie directly onto the lulav. Aval, Kaf Chaim brings them from Rabbeinu Chaim Vital in Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim, and also from Shara Kavanot in Derush Lelulav b'Shem Ari Hakadosh. The proper way to tie the lulav is as follows. Listen carefully. Zem minhag Sfaradim. Give me pencil. Is the lulav, okay? You put it down on the table. Here, you see, this is the shidra. Put the shidra on the table, face up. Now, by regular lulav, it's supposed to stay in place, right? It might tilt, whatever, so you might need somebody to hold it for you. When you have the lulav on the table, shidra up, you take out your three hadasim, two aravot. Right, we said according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, medakdekim, do not add more. You take three hadasim ksherim, two aravot ksherot, zil. Are you allowed to add? If you want to add, you can add. Machloket by the Aravot, whatever. Ben medakdekim, don't. Since it's a machloket, Maran says, 3, 2, 0. What do? You take, there's two Aravot. You put one Arava. Now, all the bottoms should be equal. The bottom of the Lulav, bottom of the Hadassim, bottom of the Aravot should be equal. Ya'anima, don't have them too up, too low. All the bottoms equal. Now, for them to be equal, sometimes, many times, especially with the Hadassim and the Aravot that we have today, if you put them equal, the Aravot will be higher than the Hadassim. As Mata'ase,
cut the bottom.
To make them lower, obviously make sure you still have the shiur, but even when you cut it, you'll have plenty of a shiur. You make the bottoms equal. One Arava to the right of the Shidra. One Arava to the left of the Shidra. Okay, then what do? You take one Hadas on top of the Arava, on the right, one hadas on top of the arava on the left, then what do you have? One more hadas. Efo tesimoto? On the shidra itself, says the Ari HaKadosh, on the shidra, but a little bit leaning towards the right.
This is crazy.
Ari HaKadosh. Yeah? It's not going to be exact. Obviously, you can't, you don't have to be all OCD about it, but to do it as much as possible. Then, when you have it in the right position, like I told you, Haru Sfaradim, Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch, and many Rishonim, how do you tie the lulav? No. Kesher Gamur. You take a lulav leaf, you split it into two, make strands, then you go, it's better probably to put it under already. You put it under, and then what? Bring it over. One, two, snip the edges. You do that a bunch of times. Ze lulav la mehadrin ke minhag
asfaradim. What about the thing where you put it around like that? You like a
the ring.
Yeah, that's good also.
It's not minhag asfaradim. It's kosher, but this is the way to be yotze kol hashitot. We said, mitzvat ha'aguda is to have kesher al gabe kesher. You understand? Yeah? Say it again. What's the way to tie the lulav? Ma'osim?
with the lulav, shidduch facing up.
Okay.
And you go, you put one ava, you have both of those two.
Yeah.
And then you take hadasim, and then you put the hadas on top there, hadas on top there.
Which is higher?
The hadasim.
On top of the, above the aravot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you still have the shidduch facing you, you put the third hadas on the shidduch itself, tilted to the right, like facing the
right. Good. Then?
And then you
double nada.
Take off the things and you rip them and then you put them on.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like, you put the alavot and then have the seam like next to it, or like samukh la?
Yeah, to the south. It doesn't have to be next to each other, whatever. But like we said from the Rishonim, the hadasim should be covering the aravot. Meaning the aravot should be quote unquote sandwiched into the hadasim, as opposed to the other way around, the aravot covering the hadasim. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. So you put the hadasim and the aravot flat on the table next to it, or like leaning against it?
Well, what I usually do is like I told you, you put one arava, you put a hadas on top of that. Arava, hadas on top of that. Therefore, when you tie it, it's kind of going to be sandwiched between, the aravot are going to be sandwiched between the lulav and the hadas.
On top facing right. You, on top facing like the side of the...
No, facing me.
If
it doesn't have to be so exact.
If they're flat, if you tie it over, the lean in, the hadasim will be in the middle.
Yeah. The aravot will be on the outside. It will be sandwiching the hadasim.
So that's not good. So you should try to make sure that the aravot are sandwiched and not the hadasim. The hadasim should be the most pronounced. Yeah, go ahead.
Should the bottom of the hadasim and aravot be aligned with the bottom of the lulav? Or
yes.
Should the lulav be sticking out a little bit?
No, all aligned. And then, that's the best way. Why? Because then you take the lulav from the bottom. Not from the top, you take it from the bottom. Now when you're holding it from the bottom, by doing this, what are you holding? Oh. In your hand you have three minim. You put the etrog next to it, zil. Not, there's machloket, many people tie it further up and they put the etrog against the lulav, but the minim are not there. Yatzai l'chova, b'di'avad, but it's not the best. The best is, like I told you, to have three minim in your hand on the bottom. Not so hard. You do it too hard, it's going to rip the leaves. Gently, you take the lulav with the three minim in your hand, take the etrog, lechaber otam, you put it together, that's the mitzvah min
amuvcha. How many knots around the dress
can you? Different people do different, until it's tight.
Is it better if the top is shaping or the top shaping?
No, it's better for it to be stiff. According to the Sfaradim also, there's another thing, there's machloket rishonim. What does na'anua mean? The Kaf Chaim brings down that we do not hold like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on this thing, because according to Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, you need to do kiskus, which is actually vibrating the leaves of the lulav, and that's minhag Ashkenaz. Minhag Asfaradim says again, Kaf Chaim Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph is Kedat Ari Hakadosh. Look, we do not shake. All we do is wave. Look, out and in. You start from, according to the Ari Hakadosh, we go south, north, east, up, down, west, and we turn, right? So this is east, right? Yeah. So this is going to be south, okay? So all you do is, like Ashkenazim would do that. No, all we do is gently out, in, out, in, out, in. Then you turn three times. Three out, three in each direction, south, and every time you turn, it's from the right. So then you do south, north, same thing. East, same thing, while you're still facing east, upward, to your chest. To your chest, three times. And then down. Now, a lot of people do down wrong. Kafa, no nachon. Down, down, here look. From your chest, down, back up to the chest, kafa. Two, three, and then to the west.
It's like reps.
Three. Huh?
It's like reps.
Exactly. But it gives you spiritual muscles. Now, it says like this.
There's something you can fulfill all of it. Is it like either or?
It's either, it's impossible to fulfill.
Why not like go one, two, and then at the end shake it?
You could, but that's not, we follow for this thing, Ari HaKadosh, all the way. Yeah?
You can rip as many leaves from the lulav as you want. Like, not that many, but like...
Yeah, you can rip a few. Yeah, that's fine. Now, it says like this. Yeah? So, huh? We'll see. There's shir tomorrow, so drop by. Just let me see it before you go. So, now, there is a Rashi over here that has a little, that the Mefarshim have a little bit of an issue with. If you see, Rashi Shiyeh Lulav, you see that Rashi? Shiyeh Lulav Yotze Lemala Min Hadas. Rashi says, why does the Lulav have to be above the Hadas? Keshem Shu Gavoa Bemino Mikulam. Yeah, he says, Why does the lulav have to be higher? Just like, what's his name? Just like on the tree, it's higher than everything else. Nachon? Which is the highest of all the trees? Palm tree. Yeah? You ever seen a trog tree? It's pretty short. And then hadas is not even a tree. What is it? It's a bush. And then aravot is also a bush. The highest of them is the lulav.
All the aravot could have a really, really tall tree. No,
that's a weeping willow. It's pasul. Aravot must grow in a bush.
My grandfather planted his aravot for sukkot. He planted it in the ground. Mm-hmm. It's like a 10, 12 foot tall tree.
No, there's a willow, a weeping willow, which is actually a tree, and then the aravot go down like this. That's pasul.
You don't have a strong spine. It's like cold, right, on the willow.
Right. No, it's not. It's flappy. It's not it. Arava is actually, now the arava bush can grow very high. That's true. But it's a bush. It's not a tree.
What do we use in the Use the bush that we put around the...
Yeah, it was very high. It was 11 amot, the Gemara says. It was huge. Anyway, mikol makom. So all the Mefarshim are going to ask, why is it that Rashi had to bring a thing that the lulav is... Why does the lulav have to be high? Because of the tree. The Mishnah already said why the lulav has to be higher. Why? Kedei lena'aneh. Yeah? So why is Rashi adding on to that? So both the Aruch Laner and the Sfat Emet address this question. Aruch Laner says like this. Yeah, Aruch Laner helped us out a lot this summer. No? Yeah, helped us out. You remember what was his name?
Yaakov
Ettlinger. Who's Rebbe? Rav Hirsch. Remember Rav Hirsch's Rebbe? Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch? Yeah. So he says like this. Berashi dibur ha-matchil shi'a lulav, k'shem shu gavoa, k'tzat kashe. Lama tzarich leta'am ze? Why did Rashi need this reason for? Ha-ha-ta'am meforash ba-mishnah, k'dei na'ane abo, u'chmo she-piresh Rashi gufa lekaman. Rashi himself later says this reason, she'eno ra'ui lena'anea, ela b'ma she-yotzeh chutz la'eged. So why in the world did Rashi need to bring this reason that the palm tree is higher? Mechpatli palm tree is higher. The reason why the lulav needs to be higher is why? K'dei lena'anea, like the Mishnah says. Says Rashi, says the Aruch Laner, v'yesh lomar sheratza letaretz, degam im ba'inan ne'anua, v'lo shayach ne'anua rak b'ma sheyotze, akate lama ba'inan shalulav davka yotze, ne'ma she'adas o'arava yetze lema'ala me'aeged v'na'anea bahem, v'al ze tiretz de ba'inan lulav davka, mipene shegadol b'mino mikulam. You know what he says? Yeah, even if we need ne'anua, who told you that the ne'anua needs to be done with the lulav sticking up? Maybe the hadas v'aravas, you can't do ne'anua with an etrog. Why? Because it's a fruit, yeah, but what you could do? Can you shake or wave a hadas la'arava? Yeah. So who told you this ni'anua that we speak of is to be done with the lulav? To which Rashi says, yeah, that's with it because it's the tallest of the trees. Beautiful answer. Just finish the piece. It says ra'iti b'maharshal shuv ra'iti b'maharshal sheikshaken ala gemara lama tzarich tam sheyel lulav yotze tepukle mitam kedei lena'aniya ve'eniach b'tzarich iyun. He says, I just saw this question afterwards from the Maharshal and he doesn't answer, but he said, based on what I said, I answered the question. V'ina ala gemara lo kashe kol kach yesh lefarish be'emet ken sheyel lulav yotze leman sheyuchal lena'aniya bo aval al Rashi v'day kashe achen al pi ma shekatavti gam akushiya ala gemara meturat shapir. I gave a great answer to the Maharshal's question which he leaves b'tzarich iyun. Mat ha'shoyim?
No, I was just wondering, doesn't Rashi say that what is it?
Yeah.
So when we just say ninua, that already itself implies that the thing has to be above.
Yeah, so that he's asking kind of a steer in Rashi. So if that's the case, why did he have to say this thing about Ilan Gavoa? To which he explains, you know why we... Yes, ni'anua is with the lulav. You know why the ni'anua is done with the lulav as opposed to she'ar aminim, because Ilan Gavoa. Uh-huh. Understand? Now, the Sfat Emet also asks this question and answers. Who's the Sfat Emet? The Admor Migur. Yeah, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Migur. So he says, V'hineh Rashi Zal Katav, Shiyeh Lulav Yotze Lema'al HaTefach Keshem Shehu Gavoa B'mino. B'lechaora Hi Muvan, Ha'atam Meforash B'mishnah, Kedei Lena'anea, V'hainu D'mitzvat Ne'anua Hi Balulav, Ulkach Tzarech Shiyeh Gavoa HaTefach Yoter, V'nir'a D'svir Aleh, כמו שכתב הר"ן לדייק מלשון הגמרא, דאם ההדס גבוה יותר, צריך שיהיה לולב גבוה עוד טפח יותר. גם לשון הרמב״ם נראה כן, כמו שכתב הרב המגיד שם. ולכך הוסיף רש"י הטעם שהוא גבוה במינו. He says, must be that Rashi holds, like all the ראשונים that we brought before, that the lulav sticking up a tefach is always relative to the height of the hadas va'arava and not just for zeo. No, we don't hold like that. We hold that what? It's always got to stick up a tefach above all the others. And therefore what? That's what Rashi said. Shua gavoa since it's the gavoa, no matter how high your hadas va'arava is, since the ilan of the lulav is the most gavoa, it's always got to stick up.
So why do they give shirim in the Mishnah for lulav and arava?
Minimum. Minimum.
Minimum.
And also the lulav is minimum. But if be'emet, kacha, if the hadas va'arava are higher than three, then also the lulav estimate. So, Rabotai, we're going to stop here. I want to invite everybody to tell Yoav, everybody who made it through the summer, and every, not, even if it wasn't the whole summer, to be added to the chant. Bezat Hashem, B'sha'a Tova Mutznacha. Yeah? And Bezat Hashem, we're going to have a Shir Klali tomorrow, last Friday Kolo for the Zman, and we'll finish it up tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.